KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a clear sky here in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 78, currently 52 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Byron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In local news, Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, Republican Senator Tom Shipley, and Representative Tom Moore, along with other dignitaries, were in Atlantic Tuesday afternoon to help celebrate the 125th anniversary of Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance. Chris Carnes, BKK president, who's been based out of the Oneida office for several years, gave a brief history of the company prior to introducing his partner, Kip Harris, and then Governor Reynolds.
Byron Forche opened the agency in Oneida in July of 1894. In the Citizens Bank building, where it remained for almost 100 years, before our move to the new location across the street from Rolling Hills Bank. Eugene Brocker purchased the agency in 1950. My partner Kip Harris, the vice president of BKK, has overseen this office in Atlantic for the past 29.
When it was time for the governor to speak, that is, she called celebrating their 125th anniversary as a business a major accomplishment.
Through both boom and bust, you've shown that hard work and perseverance pays off. Just think, since the company's founding in 1894, there have been 19 recessions, two depressions, including the Great Recession and the Great Depression. A revolution in transportation and technology brought Interstate 35 and 80 to cross our map, the internet to cast the World Wide Web across our state.
She said BKK has been here through all those changes, good times and bad, that the state has endured.
The insurance business is one where you help people through some of their toughest times, be it a fire, a car accident, loss of crops, or loss of a loved one. You advise them on which company is a good one to deal with and maybe which is a little bit tougher when you've got a claim. You should know that your customers and neighbors throughout southwestern Iowa appreciate the work you do and your commitment to the communities you serve as a trusted, independent insurance agent.
Chris Carnes spoke afterward about what it takes to be in business for 125 years and continuing to expand the opportunities to serve their customers.
Good service and empathy.
He hinted that they will be adding another location but didn't want to reveal where. Carnes also acknowledged his competition in Cass County by saying they're all good people and we're friends with them and there's enough business for all of us. Speaking with reporters after her brief speech, Governor Reynolds talked about the Trump administration's efforts to reduce the amount of ethanol blended into gasoline and getting them to reverse that decision.
The last time we talked to them, they're still working on a deal. I think that we were hoping we would get an announcement this week or at least get to see it. I haven't seen it yet, but I think with the hurricane, they're pushing it back a week. So I'll end them with the holiday. So they know. The last person I spoke to was Vice President Trump, and I did that on Friday. And he said, before I leave, I'll walk down the hall and just again say something to talk to the president and let him know it's critical. I just said, we need something to move timely because we're seeing ethanol plants cut production and shut down, and so we don't want to see that continue to happen.
She was also asked about the talks on the trade tariffs, but said there's been no date on resuming those talks. She said the priority right now should be to ratify the USMCA, that's the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement. Reynolds says every one of our congressional delegations should be putting a lot of pressure if they want to help not only our farmers, but our families and small businesses and manufacturing. She said, let's get it done. Prior to attending the event in Atlantic Tuesday, the governor was in Council Bluffs for Google's 10th anniversary in Iowa event. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday released a report on arrests and accidents that took place over the past week. On August 27th, deputies arrested 24-year-old Cammy Jo Nelson of Atlantic for OWI first offense. She was released later that same day on her own recognizance. Also on August 27th, 20-year-old John Wesley King IV of Atlantic turned himself into the Cass County Jail on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for a sexual abuse third offense, a Class C felony. King was later released on a $10,000 bond. On August 28th, the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded at around 5:40 p.m. to a single vehicle accident on Newport Road. A 2003 Dodge Ram driven by 16-year-old Caitlin Ann Marie Johnson of Stewart was eastbound on Newport Road when the teen lost control on the loose gravel and the pickup rolled into the south ditch. Johnson and a passenger, 15-year-old Haley May Null of Greenfield, were transported to the Cass County Hospital by Medevac and Messina Rescue. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $7,500. On Sunday, September 1st, Cass County deputies arrested 46-year-old Billy Jack Simon of Exira for OWI third or subsequent offense, a Class D felony, and driving while revoked. Simon was released later that day on his own recognizance. Also on September 1st, 31-year-old Jacob Jeffrey Dickinson of Essex was arrested in Cass County on an OWI first offense charge. He was released the next day on $1,000 bond. And this past Monday, 62-year-old Terry Dean Calhoun of Oneida was arrested on charges of possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of meth, a Class B felony, a drug tax stamp violation, a Class D felony, possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Calhoun was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $32,300 bond. Elsewhere in western Iowa, Wells Enterprises of Lamar's says it will purchase an ice cream manufacturer located in Henderson, Nevada, that will expand its manufacturing capacity and give it a presence in the western U.S. Dennis Morris reports from Lamar's.
The sale is expected to be completed in September. 250 employees of the Henderson facility will join Wells. Wells Enterprises is the number 2 ice cream manufacturer in the U.S. The company is headquartered with 2 manufacturing plants in Lamar's, Iowa, a manufacturing plant in Dunkirk, New York, and a manufacturing plant in Lakewood, New Jersey.
The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.